The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitzed.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt too, the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even... you know, watching a movie like Disco said, and now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, and it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are pina colada and grape. So get Blitzed, get high, without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
All right, let's get to the mail. Darnell Williams and substitute The Rock and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, hope all is well with each and every one of you. I'm sitting here is listening to Busted Open Podcast. I'm listening to the host of the podcast, Isla Greco, right? Go completely bananas because of Friday night SmackDown segment with Cody telling Roman that he will not go after the WWE Championship at WrestleMania, but instead introducing The Rock to take his place to face Roman. So my question is, with it being publicly known last year that the plan for Rock and Roman was supposed to take place, but was not materialized last year because of creative and The Rock spoke of this on ESPN, and stated that the hope is for this year's WrestleMania matches to happen. So that being said, is the anger towards The Rock justified for things that are transpiring right now with The Rock, Cody, and Roman? Or is it WWE creative and Triple H for not booking things that are perspective around the potential of a Rock-Roman match happening at this year's WrestleMania? I apologize for the grammar, but I'm at work and the question came to mind. I wanted to ask the question before it slipped my mind. Thank you. We spoke about this at the beginning of the show, and it's just, yeah, I mean, you got to, bro, if the Rock and Roman is on the table, you got to pull the trigger. And plus, too, you know it's going to be great. You know, with the toxic fan reaction, with them being able to call him audible in the ring if the fans don't respond, the two pros and stuff, I don't know. It's very interesting to see what happened. Like, I don't know what they're going to do, which is all you can really ask for as a wrestling fan, because knowing what they're going to do is the worst thing that... The most uninteresting thing in me and professional wrestling is knowing what's happening.
Plus, the good thing is that if you're a Rock fan, you're going to get the match. And if not, you could join Dave LaGreca at the rally in New York to show yourself.
So, Joe, for our fans that are upset, can you give them details where the rally is?
And how to find out right now.
That's find great.
I'm to attend the We Want Cody match.
Go ahead.
Saturday is the 10th. It's going to be, oh my God, it's Gramercy Theater, and you got to buy tickets? Oh, this is a scam.
Are you kidding me?
You got to buy tickets to a rally?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know what?
That's pretty ballsy.
Wait, time out. Yeah. You know what would be hysterical?
Yeah.
If a bunch of people with MAGA hats just showed up.
Right.
Looks like all tickets are $41.25.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute, but does that include something, food or fucking a hug or something? I mean,
what's it going to accomplish?
I guess you're kind of just going to, you're really just going to see a live show like you've done, Conan, because it says Dave's going to be there along with Bully Ray and Tommy, Dreamer. So I think it's more so just a live show, but it'll give Dave a chance to do a lot of yelling.
Well, then why doesn't he announce it? Is that not a rally?
Stay NDI?
When is this again?
Saturday in New York, Gramercy Theater.
The day before the Super Bowl. Great.
Yeah. Next so real quick, because if I don't say this, before somebody sends this to the LaGreca, says I'm throwing shade, I don't know him. I just think it's hilarious that there's a rally for Cody Rhodes, which we're now finding out it's actually like a podcast show kind of, right?
Yeah. Yes. But it is advertised as We Want Cody rally, like you said.
Do you want to yellow card him for misinformation, D.I., or no?
Who are we yellow carding, Joe?
No, the Busted Open. Because they said it's a rally, but it seems like it's a podcast.
It's an event. It says a paid event, not a rally.
Yeah, it's definitely a paid event.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Go look up in history. Google, have there been any rallies that you had to pay to this?
That's tremendous.
Like, see, this in history, this is the first rally where you have to pay to go rally.
Well, sure. Well, I mean,
because history's being made then.
Off the top of my head, yeah. If you want, if you get an email and it says, "Hey, see Trump in Philly," yeah, you can go see him. But you got to pay $100 to get in. You know.
Let me say this. I want to announce. Okay, I'm not going to be there, but anybody listening to this, and I want to, Joe, I want you to put this clip on social media. I want the people that want Rock for free to protest this rally outside the Gramercy Theater.
You want the reverse?
I want the Rock people that don't have to pay. Just stand outside and yell at the people that are paying to go rally for We Want Cody. I want them to
take a few 5-hour energy drinks beforehand.
Use their to use their freedom of speech rights to yell at the people that are going to the rally for We Want Cody and Payne for it. I want the people that want Rock to rally against the people that want Cody for free. And that
while on the 5-hour energy.
Yeah, while on the 5-hour energy. Right.
Or get blitzed.
Right. Right. I'm the video for this will probably be hysterical, right?
Okay, so let me just say something to this guy. We already went into this in great detail. What I thought was, I didn't think I'd ever hear this again, but I did with people saying Rocky sucks. It's kind of funny because Michael Cole goes, is it 1996 again? That was a great line. And I really like, I was really getting into Graves, but McAfee I like better, but I'm glad that Graves is in SmackDown now.
And he's a lead. He's a lead commentator.
Yeah, he's great.
The color guy. He's great at all.
Yeah.
Their announcing over the past 4 years has improved dramatically. Like they were in no man's land before. Like Graves, I didn't get him because he was all over the place with baby faces and heel come. I don't know what.
And you know what? Disco, let me just say one last thing. I was thinking to myself, Rock could beat Roman, and then Cody beat The Rock, or Roman could retain, and then you know Cody could beat him, bro. And then I the same suggestion I thought of, I saw it on Twitter, and people just shit on that. It's like, you know, it's either Cody or Roman right now. Or fuck everything else. It's like, right. Really?
Well, another thing that we said here before this was all set in stone was, you know, maybe Rock and Roman in Australia for Elimination Chamber and then keep Cody on course for Mania. Why couldn't they do that?
Joe, I don't even, that's the thing. I just want to see, I don't even want to speculate. I want to see what they do.
Yeah.
That's the interest.
People said maybe there's going to be a three-way match too.
That's what's piquing my interest. I don't know what they're going to do because the organically this thing has emerged where the people are shitting on The Rock versus Roman and wanting Cody instead.
And you take advantage of that.
I didn't take advantage of it. See what you can do with it. So like I can give you my ideas, but I would not. I'd be foreshadowing. I don't even want to predict the correct.
That's one of the great things about wrestling that I like, Joe, because stuff that you don't come up with and happens organically, and you're smart enough to take advantage of it.
Right.
It's great. That's what they're doing right now. That's why they're stretching this out. Cody was going to give an answer, Drew came out.
Yeah, you got to be able to pivot every once in a while. You know,
from
the original plan and think on the fly and come up with an idea. You know, for 3 months you've been planning for something and it didn't gestate the way you wanted to. And like you have to change plans drastically. Like all of a sudden a better idea emerges out of it. Like you thought for 3 months this is perfect, like something happens, like wow, this is even better. You know, and something then you come up with a better idea, which is like
how Daniel Bryan got so popular 10 years ago or whatever it was.
They're organic. They didn't expect it. It's like, you know, wow, yeah, and they created a humongous pop. You know, it's like said so the culminated like when he beat John Cena, the roof flew off the building.
Well, you know what, boys, it's the new year. And, you know, you should be back in the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious salted caramel whey protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySubs.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySupps.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid-type dreams. You're out like a light, and you wake up, and there's no fogginess. Or like, if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy. But not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
Cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements.
Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Subs. Boom.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Well, yeah, and
you're right. Right. So
on the Brian note, here's Dave's report on the stuff. I don't know if you guys have seen his first part. Is Dave says when Rock made the deal on January 3rd to come in, facing Roman at WrestleMania was a part of his deal. Why Cody still won the Royal Rumble is a question I cannot answer because nobody will answer it for me. And then he says the negative reaction to Rhodes being removed from the WrestleMania main event. He says, it played out the way they wanted it to play out. The plan as of Friday night with Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. We'll see how it plays out because they're now trying to turn that into a story. And then he says, like Cody said, they're going to do the Cody Rhodes-Roman match, just not this year at WrestleMania, unless they change and do it this year at WrestleMania.
Everything's on something, Joe?
Yeah.
When Dave says, well, I have no idea why he won the Royal Rumble. Okay, you could say it doesn't make sense because Cody, if you win, you should go to WrestleMania, right? Good question. But here's the other thing. Do you actually think that Cody doesn't know what's going to happen 2 months from now and they already tell him this is going to happen now and this is going to happen here and this is going to happen here, or The Rock or Roman? Like, they already know what's going to happen. We don't.
Right.
And these guys act like fucking marks. Something's coming that's going to tie this all together. They've been doing good work on this whole bloodline angle, and Roman's not going to let it go to waste. Neither is Paul Heyman. Rock knows it's important because I've seen him put it over on other shows. You know, he's right. Following the product.
Like, who do you
Cody's involved. Cody's like, so they're going to make everybody happy. And that's what fans don't understand.
Cody, what do you think? Cody's the next John Cena. Okay. He is gaining popularity and he's going to be popular a year from now. Far more popular. He's popular as he is, as it is. He's going to be even more popular from a year from now out of this, right? He's not ready to be the guy above The Rock to be at the forefront on going on shows, on mainstream shows, to promote this event. It's like if you're any promoter, if you have The Rock or Cody to go promote your event, who do you want going out there on Good Morning America or, you know, Fox News or whatever it is? If you want him on a show to promote the product, who would you rather have out there promoting WrestleMania? Rock.
The Rock.
Of course.
The Rock. But the problem with The Rock is people starting to see him now as a little more disingenuous, well, especially after that Oprah shit with Hawaiian.
Fans in the bubble.
Okay, Joe, let me just say this. I want to answer
Joe. The hardcore wrestling fans are going to watch a show anyway.
Of course.
You don't care what they think. You're trying to draw more people, and The Rock is the perfect vessel to do that. He's a super popular guy, yo. I mean, it's common sense.
Plus, bro, I know that people probably don't think this because people will always justify.
Some people.
Some people always justify a reason for doing anything, right?
Right.
Right.
I'm actually going to call you out, Joe.
Sure.
You're literally reading comments from the marks. Well, The Rock's movie did.
No. Actually, I'm coming from comic book fan world, actually.
What?
Comic
exactly?
book fans. Wanted to bury him because of his the way he treated the DC universe.
Do you think the WWE actually needs to promote to the comic book universe fans, or the comic book universe fans are going to watch this WrestleMania anyway? Like they do every single. You don't have to promote for those people.
What are the comic book fans mad about? Wait a minute, this is new to me. Brock, he's mad
Brock
about.
Brock came in as Black Adam, and
right?
He wouldn't work with a certain other character, Shazam, who's Black Adam's rival. He thought he was, you know, I don't want that. I want to work with Superman, and he did a lot of power play stuff. And it leaked, just like in wrestling, where you hear someone being
a big fucking deal, bro. You're a big star. You get that perk. Take advantage of it, because a lot of motherfuckers can't do that. And I'm sure he had his reasons. That makes him a bad guy. I think they're looking. I think people are so pissed that he's a nice guy, comes off as a nice guy. Everybody puts him over as a nice guy, and everybody can't stand his fucking success. And now they're trying to find something to bring him down. That's how motherfuckers are.
Yep. All right. Next one's America.
Do you want to hear the rest of Meltzer's notes or no?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Let's see.
It's just two more parts. So He also said, I don't know what they were expecting, but they were expecting Cody Rhodes to turn into Daniel Bryan. Yes, they were expecting to make Cody into a martyr and make him a bigger baby face out of that. Were they expecting people to boo Dwayne? I don't know, because I've asked that one. I haven't got a straight answer. And then here's what Disco, well, you both guys will agree with for sure. I don't know how much they do care, because they're going to get more eyeballs for this match than any match they've ever had. They're going to have more sponsorship revenue just based on the fact that Dwayne's wrestling than any match they've had. So they may go in there and just go, let them boo. It's the biggest money match we can ever make. And that's the match we're going to make.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Okay. As bad as it was having the quote unquote babyface Roman beat Undertaker and go out on Monday Night Raw as a quote unquote babyface and get booed for 8 minutes straight without saying a word.
That was great.
Bro, you're trying to, the whole concept of a wrestling promotion is to drive as many eyeballs to your product as you can and grow your audience. If it has to do with vilifying one of your baby faces and stuff, whatever it takes, that's what you do. Because in the end, they want to make money. They spend $9 billion on this company. They want to make the best of the return, you know?
This will show you even the difference between 6-7 years ago and now. So the Raw after WrestleMania, where Roman came at the beginning, like you said, drew 3.76 million, right, which was up, the prior week was 3.29. So
almost 15% increase in the audience. Well, that's a real way out. I whatever they do, the number that they do after the Raw, after this WrestleMania, that Monday Night is going to be the biggest number they've done in like probably 6 or 7 years. I could probably guarantee you that, right? So, all right, next one's from Eric Olson. Subject: Cody Rhodes questions. After watching last week's SmackDown, my son, I'm surprised the reaction of The Rock taking Cody's spot against Roman was negative. Like many diehard fans, he prefers Cody to face Roman, as he's his favorite character right now. How should WWE mediate this issue, in your opinion, D.I. and Cody? In following up questions about Cody's theme song, I think it's one of the best themes of the current superstars. What says the crew? Thank you for your time. I always love hearing the mailbag each week. Since we talked about the other stuff, we'll talk about the theme song. It's absolutely a great theme song, because it's got great crowd participation with the whoa. It's a really good song, you know. What do you think?
I like Cody. I'm not a fan of that song. I wasn't a fan of AEW, and I'm not a fan.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it as long as they never have the guys play it. Remember when they played it live on that pay-per-view, and it's not good. Not
really?
Good. Yeah.
Cody, well, all right, let me, not good all of a sudden now?
No, he said it live.
When they played it live,
he likes the song, but he said that live, it didn't sound good.
Right.
All right, next is from Matt Cardona. Next from Jason Turbin. The subject is Matt Cardona. Hey, guys. Matt Cardona announced on Twitter that he's bringing his delicious tan to Tijuana for AAA event on February 17th. I've seen any match announcements for him by AAA. Conan, what are the plans for using Cardona? Also, would you guys consider having Cardona back on the show? Guy's been a hell of an indie run. I hope there's no heat at all from the thirsty Chelsea Green comments Disco has been making on the show review. Thanks, and that's Jason Turbin. First of all, I doubt that Matt Cardona is going to be upset that I think his wife is attractive.
Right.
All right. if I told him his wife, like, maybe, you know, like, she needed to work on her ass or something, like criticize her, I think he'd be probably more upset. Would you?
Or call her a dog.
Right. Yeah.
Right. The thing is, what are you mad about? Your chick's hot and we're putting her over. What I never understood is when she got mad, you know, because people making thirsty comments, I'm like, well, don't put up any sexy pics. That's like a girl with a huge bust and she's got like a low cut thing. Am I supposed to not look? Girls in spandex or yoga pants with shit, everything form fitting. Like, you're not supposed to look, you know?
If you're attractive, don't pretend you're being disrespected if people think you're attractive.
Right.
Period.
All
right.
And I saw, because my wife got them. She's got these yoga pants, but I thought she's wearing a thong, because it has the thong imprint. She's not wearing a thong, but the pants make you think she's wearing a thong. I'm like, that's nice. I like that.
But I'll tell you what, at the airports where you see that a lot, and I like to bring this out, I think I've mentioned this before, those are two of my pet peeves. If you have no ass, you don't have to let us know, okay? Because it doesn't look good. Don't wear yoga pants or spandex pants. And for the ultra plus girls, is that the politically correct, Joe?
It's politically correct enough.
Okay. Spandex and yoga pants ain't for everyone, especially you. Nothing.
All right.
Yeah, we're bringing him in. And that's a weird comment. I've seen no publicity. Well, how do you think we sold tickets if we did no publicity? maybe you need to look elsewhere.
The guy probably is from, like, well, hang on. I'm gonna read a site.
Great,
okay, this guy's name is Jason Turpin.
Long-time listener and Discord member, Jason Turpin.
Well, where's he from?
I'm not sure offhand.
Okay, let's assume he's from Paducah, Kentucky. Conan, are you going to promote your AAA show in Tijuana and in Paducah, Kentucky?
Well, that's not the thing. You just go online and you'll see it, you know, for anybody to see, even in Paducah, Kentucky. We don't regionally market, you know?
Right.
And anyways, he's actually moving some tickets for us. Like, you know,
He's from Charlotte. I believe he's from Charlotte. Okay.
Next is from Brock Miles, subject is ice cream. DDP announced that WCW wrestler Harold Hogue, aka Ice Cream, passed away from a heart issue. DDP set up a GoFundMe for his children that included some background on Harold. And he's got it right here. There's a link. You can post a link, Joe.
I'll post it everywhere. Yep.
According to DDP, Harold was born with a serious heart defect that prevented him from being drafted in the NFL and even procuring life insurance?
Mm.
Well, wait a second. Time out. Do you guys have any memories of Ice Cream? Thank you, Brock. So, wait a sec. The guy had a serious heart defect. Again, he couldn't go. He couldn't do the NFL, but like WCW hired him with a serious heart defect.
He was born with congenital heart disease.
Well, how was
his condition?
Why did he keep it from WCW or something? Or did it not?
It's the first I heard of it. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to sound funny, but how on earth did a guy with a serious heart defect make it through WCW training and stuff and everything and get hired with a serious heart defect?
Good question.
That's a very, is that a reasonable question, Conan?
But here's my question to you. While you were in WCW, did they ever give you a physical?
Yeah.
We had like one or two a year, right?
Well, maybe his physicals were fine if they didn't do a serious, what do you call it? Cardiogram? I don't even know. If they didn't do a serious look at his heart.
Well, we would do physicals where they tested your heart.
Well,
maybe he just said, "Oh, I got a murmur," and then
I didn't know him that well.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I think he was from Atlanta. I think that's what he told me. And he was a power plant guy, right? Disco or no? Right. Okay, he was a power plant guy. Remember, for a while he had a name, Am I Smooth, which I liked.
Yeah,
because it was just the letters M and I. Not a good worker, but a big old boy. He had to be at least 6'3", 300, but always smiling, always jolly. What a tremendous white word I just used.
Right.
Always happy, you know. Really
and he had a funny tagline. Where he goes, the train is here. Choo-choo.
Yeah.
I liked when him and Scott Norton were a team for a little bit.
And fire and ice.
One hell of a combo, yeah.
All right, next was a Neil Foster, and somebody's Ford. What's up, guys? Question for Conan. I've been watching Bianca Belair Montez Ford reality show, Love in WWE. It's clearly a stage reality show, but she's hot and he's funny, so I'm going to keep watching. The thing that stood out to me was that the show was filmed a year ago, and they did a big deal on Ford tearing the house down Elimination Chamber 2023, and it really seemed like, in my opinion, in their opinion, based on the show, they assumed Ford was going to get a big push. Yeah, nothing happened at all for well over 6 months until the Profits linked up with Lashley. My question is, why do you think Ford isn't being used? He's a great performer. He's a good-looking guy. He's really entertaining media appearances. He dresses like a fashion model. So why is he just more or less not being elevated? Have you heard anything about maybe having Heat backstage? P.S. The Rock versus Roman Reigns will get me watching way before Cody versus Reigns. If Cody wins, then what? His whole angle is chasing the title, not winning.
Shut up, Niall.
Right. So first of all, let me make a comment here, okay? Literally every single WWE performer I've seen outside of WWE is dressed to the nines. Bro, when was the last time you saw a WWE performer that was in public, like, and then wasn't dressed like wow, that, you know, bro, everybody there makes a lot of money and they all dress nice.
Right.
Okay, so like, you know, so that's the fact that Montez Ford dresses nice, okay, is fine. They all dress. Number two, I am kind of, there has been rumors, like for at least like 2 years, at least maybe more than that this guy was going to be in the next breakout singles star, and that still hasn't materialized. And I don't know why he hasn't really underwhelmed as a performer. He hasn't exceeded expectation because he hasn't really been given the chance. But like, you know, I don't think he's like getting buried. But it's like, yeah, he was not the next breakout singles star yet. You know, I don't know why. You know, because I think he checks the boxes, in my opinion. What do you think?
maybe, and this is the only thing I can think of, is his house show matches weren't getting good reviews, but why would you look good on TV and not the house shows? And, you know, me and Disco have been saying it for years. He's a star. If he had heat, they wouldn't be pushing with Dawkins and Lashley, but he's a star right now. So this is a head scratcher for me.
I wonder if a guy like him, like, kind of looks backstage and he looks at himself in the mirror and he looks at the way he performs and he wonders, like, why is Kevin Owens the Sami Zayn getting pushed ahead of me? Because I'm like looking like if you want to look at, like, you know, like from fans' perspective, I'm like, there's a lot of guys on that show that you look at him as a singles performer, and I think he could probably be pushed ahead of a lot of guys.
But I think we both know this, Disco, is that Sammy and Kevin,
the two and random guys. I'm just
maybe one day. Okay, but just I'm just going to use them as an example since you brought it up. Are two guys that have the people just love. They have a connection with the people, right? Montez doesn't have that yet. Right. I'm sure if they gave him the same opportunities, he would, because he's naturally charismatic, you know? And he, like you say, checks all the boxes.
Good. Joe, look up how old he is for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because he looked pretty young, too. He doesn't really look like he's got... Yeah.
33.
He's 33.
Yeah,
you know what, honestly,
you wouldn't know that looking at him.
Let's be honest, okay? And this is kind of like consistent in professional wrestling. Is like, guys, if you look at like when guys hit their stride in popularity, really gain popularity, I would be willing to bet money that if you looked at all the ages, the average age would be 35 years old. When guys like actually become really popular, like, you've probably had a handful of guys, you know, less than that. Handful of guys older than that, but right around that 33, 34, 35, 36 years old, that's when you become a main, like, elevate yourself and like you're in the main event scene. And I bet if you do, we did a thing that's what it would be, you know, that number. So he's right there. Next 2-3 years, we'll see what happens, you know. So do you agree with that, Conan? 35
years old? That's a good assessment. Yeah.
Right. Next from John Kamepa, the subject is who's better. With the recent rebound of the Bloodline angle with Roman versus The Rock all but being flat out confirmed on SmackDown, and by the way, sign me up right now for Rock versus Roman for WrestleMania. I have tickets for the show, and now I get to see The Rock wrestle. I cannot wait. All right, so that's relevant. We have fans here that obviously want to see. We've talked about that. Cody versus Roman 2 would be good. I simply cannot think of a match that's even close to ever being as big as The Rock versus Roman Reigns. If it sucks, who cares? Hogan versus Andre wasn't a good match, and I wish you could have seen them all at WrestleMania as well. But I have to ask you guys a who's better question. NWO or the Bloodline? NWO changed the game but didn't have a good ending. Well, the Bloodline brought a lot of fans back to WWE, while it seems at least have gotten quite stale lately. Who's better, guys?
NWO.
Not even close.
NWO. You know, Bloodline might have brought some fans NWO.
Not even close. Not even that. Yeah. We went over the mess. Didn't we show the list of metrics like about 2 weeks ago or maybe last week? The NWO t-shirts are still like number 5 or 6.
Number 5, 4, yeah, something.
Come on. Yeah, it's not even close.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.